The Bible said, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha. Elisha being our heavenly Jesus. Elijah many times was the prophet of great stammer and boldness, and he was a great prophet of the law. But aren't you glad that Elisha came? The Lord Jesus, he came by grace. You'll notice that Elisha done many great miracles. And boy, so many times Elisha had such a touch and a loving spirit about him. Ain't you glad you got somebody this morning you can cry to? He said, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband's dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come. I hate it when he shows up. Somebody say amen right there. And so the creditor is come. My goodness. Then the Bible said this. It said, when the creditor had come, he's going to take to him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? She said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house but a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all, I like this, thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels. Thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Thank you for standing this morning. Father, I sure do need your touch this morning. I just ask, Lord, would you make preaching easy? Would you make preaching real to our hearts today? Lord, I pray that you'd take and you'd touch the ears. God, you'd touch the hearts. And Father, may you do that which is the way you see fit here this morning. Help us now and use us. Oh, God, would you send the Holy Ghost just now? Lord, we need the Holy Ghost. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I'm interested in verse number 2. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And then she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. I won't preach on this simple thought this morning on when there ain't nothing left. When there ain't nothing left. I don't know if you've ever noticed as a child of God, just because you're names written down don't mean you're not going to have no problems or no opportunity. And you know, a lot of times in this walk of life, we find money people that they have no money left. Boy, it seems like, I wonder if you ever noticed that when your month has run out of money. Has anybody ever been there this morning? I mean, seem like it, you got more month than you got money. And now, if you don't have that problem and want to give some away, then come see us after church this morning. But you know, I know a lot of missionaries that could use something today for the glory of God. But certainly maybe you've noticed there ain't nothing left of your money. Maybe you've noticed that there's not nothing left in your ministry. Seems like a lot of times that we've just give and give, and my goodness, it seems like there's just nothing else to do or nothing else to give. I find myself as a preacher many times saying, Lord, I done preached everything I know. I done everything I know to do, and people still acting crazy. Can I get a witness this month? I mean, ain't it amazing how goofy people act in the day and hour we live? You preach and preach and preach, and the devil said ain't no sense in preaching. Oh, there's a lot of use in preaching. He said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. And them babies come around and giving that bucket this morning, honey. It's no time to sit down. We better keep on pulling the gospel plow for the glory of God and not looking back, just looking ahead by the grace of God this morning. Oh my, when it ain't nothing left in your ministry, and maybe when it ain't nothing left in your marriage, it seems like you've done everything that you could do. And my goodness, it seems like that he's just acting absolutely abnormal. You can't do nothing with him. You've looked in every manual, you've looked in every book, and he ain't in there. It just ain't a happening. Maybe you're looking at her and trying to fix her, and while you've done bought every album, you've been to every marriage counselor you know to go to, and you done just throwed up the flag and said, you know what, it ain't nothing left. I know none of y'all have that problem. But I'm going to preach it anyhow. And so this morning, this thought on when it ain't nothing left, if you'll notice here, an unfortunate request. An unfortunate request. In verse 1, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha. I guess a lot of us could say, well, what was going on? Well, there was an unfortunate request. Here was a lady that was married to a prophet or to a preacher. And in these days, the reason that she ran and cried to Elijah, I want to remind you, she didn't have a Bible like me and you have a Bible. The only way they could hear from the Lord is from the man of God. We ought to thank the Lord today. If we can't get under preaching, we got a Bible. And we can hear what God's got to say to His youngins. And so here in this day, she was married to a preacher or a prophet, and he had died. And I'll tell you this, he had died in debt. I got to thinking about that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to leave a debt unpaid. I don't know what their situation was, and I'm not making fun, but it ought not be my children's place to pay for my debt. Somebody say amen right there. Whoa, I got to thinking, I'm glad I ain't got to die and without my sin debt paid. I'm glad Jesus died on the cross. And I ain't got to go to hell this morning, honey. I can go to heaven because He paid the price. He paid the debt I owed. I couldn't do enough to pay me into heaven. But I'm glad somebody else took my place and paid that debt on the cross that I could go to heaven and shun hell this morning. I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. Oh, he died with a debt unpaid. And then I noticed that he left two boys behind. And I'm going to tell you, it does matter what we leave behind this morning. And I tell you what, it got this lady upset. Not only was there a debt unpaid, there's fixing to come get their boys, because that was the collateral. In them days, if you couldn't pay your debt, then they come and got your young'uns. And boy, I'm thinking more this morning. Boy, when we leave things unpaid, it does affect our young'uns. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, this sermon's getting bigger than this stage is this morning. Oh, ain't it amazing when we go around in life and, oh, we check out of here and we've not done what God told us to do and we've not paid some things the way the Bible says. It reflects upon our young'uns. Boy, I'm glad my daddy paid the price to take me to church whether it's raining or not. Somebody say amen right. Us bunch of rednecks, we want to grumble and gripe because it's raining a little bit. While we'd be in a deer stand this morning, somebody invited us to hunt. Amen. Don't get quiet on me now. We'll preach for it's over with. Some of you ladies had a half price sale down there at Walmart. Rain wouldn't affect you, but yet you want to be mealy mouth. It's raining because it can't come to the house of God. just like you riding in a mule and buggy, honey. God's blessed you so much. He's put a roof over your head and windshield wipers in front of your face. And we ought to thank God that He loves us that kind this morning. Boy, ain't you glad some of your forefathers paid a debt and it sure has helped you. My goodness, I want to pay the debt at Liberty Baptist Church, even though hell's a belson and the devil knows where I preach. He knows where I live. He knows where I pray. He knows where I study. But honey, I've just come on to tell you right now, I'm willing to pay the price that my young'uns will have something when I'm dead and gone. And when your young'uns is here, when you're dead and gone, I'm willing to pay the price that your babies would have something down at Liberty Baptist Church. When the heat gets turned up, a lot of fellas just tuck tail and run. Boy, this preaching business ain't what I thought. It's got a bunch of them schoolboys. But I'm glad God put, I'm glad He put something in my heart. But boy, it ain't left me. And all it ain't all honey cards and chocolate candy and roses being a Christian. But I'm glad I got somebody living in me this morning that don't throw the towel in. Thank God, honey, I ain't a holding on to anchor. The anchor's a holding on to me. Ho, ho, I didn't find Him. He found me because He loves us and He died for us. Thank God, ain't nobody like Jesus this morning. Lord, I thank Him that there's parents willing to pay the price. There's not a debt passed on to young'uns that they can't pay. And I'm going to tell you, your young'uns can't pay your debt. Boy, this is getting bigger and bigger. I didn't see none of this before I got to preaching. But you know that? We can't pay the debt of our forefathers. We just simply live in the repercussion of that debt. And because some of our forefathers have turned their face on God, now we're getting what's coming to us this morning. We've shook our fists in the face of God and said, Washington has sorted out. And God, by the politics, we don't need you no more. Honey, I done come to tell you this morning, hey, if the Lord be for you, who could be against you? I'm glad I know the Lord this morning. I'm glad I know the Lord today. Hallelujah. You say, well, you Baptists, are you supposed to be quiet? Honey, I got somebody to talk to this morning. I got somebody to shout about. Thank God, I'm glad He loves us today. And so now we're living in a society of debt we can't pay because our forefathers didn't pay the price. They ought to have stood up when these liberal judges come in, somebody tar and feathered them, amen, run them out on a rail. We need to get back some of that tar and feather in these liberals. I seen last night on lockup a man done raped about 20 women and they just certainly just turned him out, said he is crazy. We know he is crazy. Put him in there and throw the key away. Liberal judges, liberal politicians. Ain't nothing wrong no more, honey. Let me tell you, sin's still sin, and white's still white, and black's still black. It's no gray areas. You either for him or against him this morning. You either in or out of this thing. You ought to quit straddling the fence and get right with God this morning. Boy, there's a debt got to be paid because it affects our young'uns coming down the pipe. I got grandbabies growing up. Just cause a little problem comes up, honey, I ain't gonna throw the towel down and run. When the devil says boo, you think I'm gonna tuck tail and run back to Burwell? You goofy. This thing is a battlefield. You ought to know it's a fight. I'll let you know right now, it's a fight to keep your family here. It's a fight to pray. It's a fight to get in your Bible. It's a fight to run to the altar. But let me tell you, honey, them battles and them victories are wonderful. Thank God when you get out of a fight and get in the battle, get you a victory, you can blow the gospel trumpet for the glory of God. I love saying, whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. You hear me? I'm old timey saved, glory to God. I'm glad I'm saved, glory to God. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Lord, we better pay the price. Our young'un's going to suffer for a debt we wouldn't pay. Amen. Well, Somebody's talking about me coming to that church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, so what? Your little feelings is hurt. I hate you got offended at Liberty Baptist Church. I'm going to get you a shirt passed out of the pulpit. I got offended at Liberty Baptist Church. Honey, let me tell you, there's a price to pay to be around where God's at, where the Word of God's preached. It's always been a price, Brother Chuck, you had to pay to see your babies get saved. It's always been a price to pay to have God in the midst of the camp. Glory be to God. I'm willing to pay the price this morning. Baptists won't pay it. Most of them got so liberal and so contemporary. None left the old songs of the Red Book, the old King James Bible of our faith. And now if a man of God raises his voice, it disturbs our children. Now if a man of God runs around and cries, they say, well, that man's a madman. He needs anger management. He's absolutely out of control. I'm glad I got somebody that lives in me that stirs my heart this morning. Thank God we ain't in the entertainment business. I'm glad we got the Lord today. Glory to God. Thank the Lord we got the Lord. My goodness, we see this lady now. She's up against it. I want to ask you, have you ever been up against it? You'll notice here she has an unfortunate request. But I like this. She stayed with the fundamentals of the faith. She wasn't scared to ask. You know how come some of you ain't got a better situation? Because she will not ask. You say, preacher, how you know it works? I'll tell you how I know it works. In Matthew chapter number 7. I love what the Bible says. You can always count on what it says. In Matthew 7 and verse number 7. There the Word of God reads, ask. And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now I've raised two children that are different as daylight and dark. Little old Megan could ask me, and I'd say no. That was the end of the situation. Macy could ask me no, and that wasn't the end of the situation. She continued to knock and seek, but you know what? She could find. Sooner or later, you keep on knocking, you keep on asking, somebody's going to listen to you. I'm glad we got a God. He said, if you need something, then ask me. Quit running around asking Baptists about their opinion. Quit going out to them counselors that know nothing about the Spirit of God. He said, if you'd ask, you shall receive. If you shall knock, it shall be opened unto you. And she used basic fundamentals of asking. He's there. His brother Chris sang this morning. Thank God. I'm glad Buddha's in the grave. Confucius in the grave. But honey, look over there in a tomb in Jerusalem. He ain't there no more. He's on the right hand side of the Father making intercession for me and you. And he's just waiting on you to come this morning. Her basic fundamentals, she wasn't scared to ask. You know something? That's how come that a lot of people make a better salesman than other salesmen. When I was training salesmen, I say, boys, you never gonna have nothing unless you ask. You gotta walk in and ask people something. You can't tell people to give you an order. You gotta ask for the order. A lot of times, the reason we go along with what we don't have is cause we ain't asked God for what we need. But we'll ask everybody else what they think. How do I fix it? They don't know. They're in the same boat you in. Well, how'd I get through this? I tell you, a good start is ask the Lord. Boy, she wasn't scared to ask. We see this lady, my goodness, in her unfortunate request. Number two, we see in verse 2, not only unfortunate request, but now we see a unlimited response. I like this. Look what Elisha said unto her. What shall I do for thee? You know what? He just wrote her a blank check. He said, what should I do for you? I wonder if the Lord asked you that this morning, what would you say, really? He asked you that one question. Well, what can I do for you? An unlimited response. He said, I got the check wrote, what you need. He said, anything you need, you tell me what you need. Can I tell you, he said, he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And he gives you a few of you wants. But I'm going to tell you this morning, friend, there was an unlimited response. He said, what can I do for you? I wonder what could He do for you this morning? Unlimited response. But then you'll notice now there's an undiscovered resource. She had something that she didn't know that she had. And when there ain't nothing left, as you're a child of God, I'm glad there's always something left. There was just an undiscovered resource. And you know what that is this morning? He said, well, okay, what can I do for you? And so she simply replied and said, thine handmaid said, I ain't got nothing but a pot of oil. Well, certainly that pot of oil is a type of the Holy Ghost this morning. There are typologies in the Bible of the Holy Spirit. There's wind, fire, oil, and water. And this morning he said, you know what? He said, I want you to go get this pot of oil. And then he said, I want you to go and borrow vessels of all your neighbors, empty vessels. Borrow, not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Now, I want to ask you something. How did she get better pouring out what she had? I don't see her complaining no more when she got to doing what God told her to get to doing. You know, it's amazing to me when we sit around and whine about our difficulties, things don't get no better. Now, would you agree with that? You've been whining now a long time about how bad things are. I wonder what you want to really get that fixed this morning. Because see, I done noticed this whining don't fix nothing. Can somebody give me a witness? Whining don't do nothing but make people run when they see you coming. Y'all look like you need a little preaching in the back. I'll bring you a little preaching in the back. You know, if you always do what you've always done, you're always going to have what you've always got. And you know, I don't know about y'all, but when I see people coming, all they doing is complaining and moaning and groaning. And they ain't applied what God said do. You know what we ought to say? Hush. I wonder if you went down to the doctor's office and you said, oh my goodness, my knee is swollen up big as a hubcap. He said, okay, preacher, go home, take this medicine and stay off of it. And I come back 3 weeks, I said, listen, doc, my knee ain't no better. He said, your knee ain't no better. I say, no, still big as a hubcap. He said, you take all that medicine I give you. He said, well, no, I didn't take none of that medicine. Well, he'd want to pop your jaws. You say, now, you didn't do what I told you to do. Why are you coming seeing me with the belly aching with all your problems and crises? I notice he fixed her by pouring out. Did you notice? He said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go around to your neighbors. Who's that? That's somebody next close to you, ain't it? He said, I want you to go and get some empty vessels and I want you to pour in them. Wouldn't that be a different turn? Instead of us go to bellyache and we go to ministry. Have you ever noticed when you've ever went over to somebody and they were sick, and you went over there to be a blessing and you left with the blessing? I mean, have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed maybe God has a way in His system that don't add up our way? He said, I tell you what I want you to do. He said, if you'll look around and take an inventory, He said, no doubt there is an undiscovered resource. Some of you have no idea what the Holy Ghost can do for you in your life. Matter of fact, now, y'all bear with me just a second, because I know you won't be back tonight. You might as well go and get a good sermon this morning. In John chapter number 3 and verse number 3, I want to show you a great analogy in the Word of God about the Spirit of God. In John chapter number 3, you know what Jesus said? He said in 3:3, verily, verily, or surely, surely, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, on the introduction of the Holy Ghost in John 3, you'll notice, turn over to the left in your Bible in John chapter 1 and verse number 12. He says this, in verse 11, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many, watch this, as, underline this, received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Now the day when you received Christ, a lot of people say, well, you can't receive Christ. The Bible says you can. Matter of fact, you can reject Him or receive Him, only one or two places this morning. Now when you received Christ, He creates in us a new life and He gives us our spiritual senses. The Bible says if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. If the Spirit of God don't live in you, you're not going to heaven this morning. You make every profession of faith. You can be baptized. Every catfish knows your name in the pond. But honey, unless the Spirit of God lives in you, you've never been born again. Now, when we're born again, He comes, we receive Him, and He comes, and He seals us with the Holy Spirit of God. At this time, He makes us alive spiritually. You remember before you got saved, church was boring? You remember before you got saved, preaching didn't do nothing but just harass you? You remember when the choir used to sing in that glory world and you couldn't get into it? But now you got saved, you've got a spiritual discernment. You have spiritual senses of that of God. That's the starting place. And that's where a lot of people stop. But I'm going to tell you this morning, there is a better way. It is a fuller life. And here this morning, notice this. Now in John 4... and verse 14, I want to show you something that hit. This is for somebody this morning. This thing stood up off the pages of my Bible, looked thick as a domino. Now watch what it says now. But whosoever drinketh, underline that word. It's an ongoing process. Drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, watch this now, a well of water. So when we start drinking of the things of the Spirit of God, all right, how do we drink in the Spirit of God? We get in the Word of God. The Bible says, be ye filled with the Spirit. That is a command. It's not an option. If you want your marriage to work right, you want your business to be successful, you want your fellowship with Jesus to be right, get filled with the Spirit of God. And when you start getting filled with the Word of God, you start praying, getting filled with the praying of God, and you go to praise and you start getting filled with the praises of God, there's a well in you goes to happening. And my goodness, this when the Holy Ghost takes in us and He begins to establish the fountain of life and give us stability and structure and a sense of well-being that we're saved and we're glad. Let me tell you, honey, there's another great principle there. Now remember, this thing was a well. But now look over in the right of you, Bible, in John's Gospel, chapter number 7. This thing intensifies. He said, you can even get something a lot better than that well. He said in John, verse number 7. And watch what he says now in 37. The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if a man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There is outflow. He said that you could believe on Him, and it could become so real to you, it'd be a river flowing out of you. Now, I want to ask you this question this morning. Whatever was a well now grows into a river of blessing. This life now devoted to God, a river suggests the ideas of fullness and abundance. It is the service of a glad and unselfish and loving heart. Like a river, it runs down to the lowest places, reaches the saddest, hardest, and most helpless cases. I wonder this morning, If we could get to drinking out of this wonderful river and fill this well up to us and it becomes a river flowing in our life, I wonder how many vessels we could go and get and impact and touch for the glory of God. How many in, unless, I just wonder if we'd just quit sitting around whining about ourselves and go to getting filled with the Spirit of God and go to reaching our neighbors' vessels that's empty and go to pouring into their life. You know something? Water never runs uphill. It runs downhill. There's some people really hurting in some low places this morning that you could be a blessing to if you'd just quit your whining. Reach out and get them that's needing a blessing. And you know something all through this Bible? You know where a river runs? It runs through any indention that comes in its way. You notice some of the little creeks or rivers out. You'll notice how the banks run straight and all of a sudden it's got a little indention. That water runs right around the indention of that bank. My goodness, well, to have that kind of flowing life as a Christian this morning. That we reach out and we impact people. We reach over to our neighbors. Them empty vessels ain't got nothing. And be a blessing to them in their life. You think, I just want you to think about it a minute. The people that's a blessing in this church and stand and testify and get excited. How many of them kind of people's touched you when that river goes to flowing? Boy, it's nothing like feeling that coming out of you. And you'll notice this morning. To her it seemed as nothing. But yet it contained the supply of all her need. Our least is enough if we will allow Him full control. Now to be filled, you've got to get empty of some things. I've noticed this, one of the biggest things about being filled with the Spirit of God, you've got to get yourself empty of yourself. Self gets in a big way. Did you know, you watch this. Did you know you would never be offended if you didn't think too highly of yourself? In order to be filled, you must empty yourself of something. I wonder how it would change your position. I wonder how it would change your attitude if you realize what God's got in you is enough to get you through your situation. He said, what you've got to do, you've got to use that. He said, go over yonder and get vessels. Now, I want you to notice what happened. The vessel, and this is the last point I want to give it to you. Boy, this is so good, I even hate to go home. There's an unfortunate request. There's an unlimited response. He said, whatever you need, tell me. There's an undiscovered resource. She had no idea what she had. But there's an unquestioned result. The Bible said over in that text in verse number 5, watch what it said now. 2 Kings 4 and 5, so she went from him, watch this, and she shut the door upon her and upon her sons. You know, your situation may get better if you quit telling everybody about it. The world ain't never understood spiritual things. He said, shut the door on your situation and quit telling everybody at work about how bad she is. Quit telling everybody at work about how bad he is. Boy, I bet they hate to see you coming. Oh, Lord, I'm running, taking me a break. Man, I'm hunting a place this morning more consumer friendly. I see darts flying everywhere this morning. Shut the door on it. Quit blabbing, mouth of the South. You run that rattle trap mouth before you ever even engage your brain. My goodness. You know, used to a preacher stayed on the beauty shop. Now we got text messages. Cell phones. Did y'all hear about the Facebook message Wednesday? You missed a blessing. We just blah, blah. You know, wouldn't it be a blessing if we'd just shut God up with us on some stuff, let Him fix something? Amen. What? How do they know how to fix your marriage? Theirs is messed up. Sure. They can't even handle what God's given them. You're over there trying to get advice from somebody ain't even ahead of you. So I'm getting sweeter the older I'm getting, ain't I? Used to, I was doing cartwheels and jumping benches and just spitting on everybody. That's the truth, and y'all know that's the truth.
That's right.
How come you out there telling the world about all your problems and situations? They don't understand nothing about the Spirit. Matter of fact, you a Christian and you telling them how bad it is, why in the world would they want anything that you got has to do with God? You know, I was going to try to shut our balcony down, move everything to the choir, but I sort of like that amen out up on the balcony. She shut the door, and watch what happens now. She said this, "When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing if God brought somebody to you empty, and when they left you, they was just full. Instead of full of your complaining and your reasoning, they was full of the Spirit of God that you had, it had so outsplashed out of you that it affected somebody else. There's a man in this congregation this morning. I won't call his name because he don't want his name called, but I can tell you this. I seen a man last week, and he said, "This man, he's unchurched. I witnessed to him." He said, "I'm going to tell you, this man has been more influenced to me about God than anything that's ever happened to me, because he lives it in front of me."
How about that?
How can I invite somebody to come to this church, and they come and they say, "Well, so and so invited me. Do they go to church here?" Well, about twice a month they do. Yeah. Well, I come to sit with them. I come to be with them. They invited me here. Well, come on in anyway. Reached and got them vessels over there. And so when she poured out, you know, wouldn't it be a blessing if we'd just pour our heart out to God? I mean, really, just pour our heart out to God. She closed the door and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." Now, watch this. I've never seen this. Things was looking so bad. And she got to filling up them other vessels. She said, "Bring me some more vessels." He said, "We didn't bring none." The oil stopped. Let me tell you something. We'll never know how big that pot of oil is. We'll never know how big the Holy Ghost is. He's big enough to fix your situation. He's big enough to get you saved this morning. He's big enough to do anything that you need. But the problem is, you're in the way. Until you get out of the way, it's not going to be fixed. Quit telling everybody about it. Close the door with God on it and let Him pour you out. She found an unquestioned result. You know what? Share if you come this morning. An unquestioned result. A lot of you probably questioning, does that work? It sure does. I want to give you this. I've noticed at home, sometimes in the down times when I'm not out preaching, I got 2 or 3 days and I've been there and no meetings to preach and sort of caught up on my studies for Wednesday or Sunday. I get to feeling real alone, feeling empty. And then I've noticed this, if I just go and maybe make a visit or a call to somebody, it gets me to quit focusing off of me. And I notice people on the other end of the phone, they go to squalling and shouting. Lord, I just wonder this morning what you need. She came to Elisha and he responded and said, "Yeah, what you need?" "Just whatever you need," said. "That oil will take care of everything." You know what that oil will do? It'll make me forgive you. It'll make me be sweet to my wife. It'll make me love my brother and sister. It'll make me want to get on my knees and talk to God. The more I pray, the more I'm wanting to pray. You say, preacher, you're a fanatic. Thank you. A lot of you just want to play church, have a little something. Just enough sort of soothe your little conscience. Anyway, a conscience is for a good man. What you need. You're tired just going through routine. You know, time after time. Why don't you say, God, I need to close some things up this morning. God, I need to pour my heart out to you. Lord, I need to quit this whining about everything's wrong. And God, go to being poor and being a blessing to somebody else. Oh, Lord, would you help us this morning? God, would you help me on my pity parties, Lord, to realize I've got everything, God, I need.